Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 428 from Back Talk to Sibling Rivalry, How to Fix 6 Common Parenting Challenges, because, as we know, parenting isn't always a bed of roses. I've long believed that parenting is definitely the toughest job you'll ever love. But let's face it, there are plenty of days that our role as a parent is tested to the limit, leaving us really worn out. There are dozens of reasons our parenting skills get tested on a very regular basis. And though each of our children have unique personalities, learning styles, and talents, they all share one thing in common: the ability to challenge their parents in order to get their own way. Mighty Mommy has faced many a parenting trial over the past 20 years while raising her own 8 kids, and shares 6 common parenting challenges along with some tried and true solutions to fix them. Number 1. Backtalk. As I stated in my episode, 5 Ways to Curb Backtalk, one of the most challenging aspects of parenthood is dealing with a fresh child who engages in backtalk. Bottom line is, it's rude, disrespectful, draining, but definitely a behavior that parents across the globe must face. When a child talks back, what he's really expressing is anger, frustration, fear, or hurt, writes Jane Nelson, author of Positive Discipline, on BabyCenter.com. Talking back guarantees your attention, and some attention is better than none. Solution? Sometimes backtalk is simply a way that your child wants to get a rise out of you. If you want to nip it in the bud, remain calm and simply say, "I feel hurt by the way you're talking to me. When I hear that tone of voice, I'm going to walk away. We can talk again when you can speak respectfully to me." Then just walk away. The key here is to be consistent. You need to remain calm each time the backtalking takes place and quietly leave the room. As tempting as it might be to raise your voice or go right back at your child with negative words, this strategy will never be helpful without consistency. Number 2, tantrums. As overwhelming as this stage of parenting can be, not to worry. For the most part, it's completely normal. It's basically a test your child is giving to you, her parent. Tantrums usually result from one simple thing: a child not getting what she wants. When a child doesn't get her way, she responds with frustration, and in order to get your attention, she throws a fit. In an online article, How to Handle Tantrums and Meltdowns, Dr. Vasco Lopes, a clinical psychologist, explains, "A majority of kids who have frequent meltdowns do it in very predictable, circumscribed situations, when it's homework time, bedtime, or time to stop playing. The trigger is usually being asked to do something that's aversive to them or to stop doing something that is fun for them." Solution: Dr. Lopes recommends eliminating or changing tantrum trigger so they're not as problematic for the child. Anticipating those triggers and modifying them so that it's easier for the child to engage in that activity is really important, says Dr. Lopes. For example, if homework is really difficult for a child, because she has underlying attention, organization, or learning issues, she might have outbursts right before she's supposed to start her homework. So we say to parents, how can we make doing homework more palatable for her? We can give her frequent breaks, support her in areas she has particular difficulty with, organize her work, and break intimidating tasks into smaller chunks. Number 3, entitlement. Today's kids grow up with an entitled mentality due to heavy exposure from nonstop advertising, TV shows and movies that glorify having stuff, and peers at school who always seem to have the latest gadgets or the hottest labels. This ultimately leads to parents giving their kids much more than they need, and sometimes more than their family can really afford. Amy McCready, founder of Positive Parenting Solutions, writes in the article, 9 Signs That a Child Has Entitlement Issues, when children receive everything they want, we feed into their sense of entitlement, and feelings of gratitude fall by the wayside. The entitlement epidemic usually begins with overparenting, overindulging, overprotecting, overpampering, overpraising, and jumping through hoops to meet kids' endless demands, she says. Today's generation of parents are overly invested in their child's happiness, comfort, and success. Solution? Find gratitude lessons in the everyday. It's easy to turn daily life into valuable lessons about gratitude. When you see your son lovingly playing with the family pet, stop and express your gratitude to him for being so kind. Brady, I love watching you take such good care of Molly. You're so good with her. When your spouse stops at the store after a long day of work to pick up milk and bread, instead of taking it for granted or treating it like an errand, let him know you appreciate his efforts. By positively reinforcing such actions, you'll be setting an example of how much you value the good things that your family does, and in turn will help your family build a foundation of gratitude for the good things in their lives, not just material stuff. Number 4. Sibling rivalry. Sibling rivalry is inevitable whether you have 2 kids or 8 kids like Mighty Mommy. It's important to understand that sibling rivalry is quite normal. Dr. Laura Markham, author and clinical psychologist, states in an article titled Siblings 101, it's very, very hard for children to have to share us. In fact, when a younger sibling is born, virtually all children worry that they've lost their parents' love. Solution. Dr. Markham suggests love each one best. If your child knows that you could never love anyone else more than you love him, he won't find himself jealous of his sibling very often. So your first focus needs to be strengthening and sweetening your relationship with each child. Number 5, getting kids to listen. As a parent, one of my biggest frustrations is realizing that my child isn't listening to me when I'm talking. It can be something as simple as my asking how her day at school was, and if I'm lucky, just hearing her breathe heavily in return. When kids consistently don't listen, it can make any parent want to lose their mind. Of course, it's normal for kids to be non-compliant and argumentative sometimes. However, if not addressed, this can lead to bad habits and disrespectful behavior in the long run. Renowned pediatrician Dr. William Sears states in an article, How to Talk with Children, a major part of discipline is learning how to talk to kids so that they'll listen. The way you talk to your child teaches him how to talk to others. Solution? Stay brief. Dr. Sears notes to use the one-sentence rule. Put the main directive in the opening sentence. The longer you ramble, the more likely your child is to become parent deaf. Too much talking is a very common mistake when dialoguing about an issue. It gives the child the feeling that you're not quite sure what it is you want to say. If she can keep you talking, she can get you sidetracked. And stay simple. Use short sentences with one-syllable words. Listen to how kids communicate with each other and take note. When your child shows that glazed, disinterested look, you are no longer being understood, concludes Dr. Sears. And number 6, finding time for self. One of my favorite episodes is 5 Ways That Selfish Parenting Can Benefit Your Family. In this column, I note that today's parents, moms in particular, are racked with guilt and determined to make all things relating to the child, regardless of the toll it takes on them personally, as the top priority. We have a fear that doing anything else might be considered a failure in this role. I used to fall into this way of thinking, but thankfully, I realized years ago that I was only hurting my family when I didn't take care of myself. I offered 5 tips that have worked for me in keeping my mind, body, and spirit balanced while raising my 8 kids. And one of my favorites is this solution. Create your own mom cave. Before you laugh at this idea, please hear me out. Whether you live in a sprawling home with tons of square footage or are stepping on one another's toes in a tiny apartment, find at least one little corner of the house to call your own. By having some sacred space that is just yours, you will teach your kids how to respect your personal boundaries. My mom cave is in my bedroom. I have a cozy desk along with my own bookcase loaded with special books and treasures, a comfort drawer with a few of my favorite treats, and some inspiring quotes and photos framed in the surrounding area. It's my precious nook that I can retreat to when I'm having a bad day, or I need some inspiration, or just want to chill, and my family has been well trained to not disturb me when I'm in there, unless the house is on fire. What's a tough parenting challenge that you face, and what's worked for you to solve it? Please share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, or post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Be sure to sign up for the upcoming Mighty Mommy newsletter, which is going to be packed with practical advice to make your parenting life easier and more enjoyable. Thanks so much for joining me this week. I hope that your parenting challenges are minimal and that you can enjoy lots of great fun with your kids. So until next time, happy parenting.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.